This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, I was going to save this to later, but in seeing the stats right now, I can't save this. This is just great. You know, Governor Newsom said that the violence in California was on a spiral down. We really weren't, crime was not up, that everything was, wonderful. And just, the guy's on drugs. I don't know if he's just on drugs or I don't know. He's got no eyesight, can't look around and really see what's going on with him. Talking about crime being down or on the downward spiral. Yeah, crime in San Francisco and Oakland and Los Angeles has been on the rise forever. Partially because they will not stop the homeless thing. They will not do anything for the homeless. And yet he somehow pulls out of midair that crime is fine. Crime is doing well. And I think I told you the other night, it's over 700%. Increase in robberies, smash and grabs, breaking into cars. It is out of control in San Francisco and other places like that. In the big city, you're watching pictures. I don't know where he gets this, unless he's not classifying it as crime. But you're watching these people run into stores in San Francisco. Yeah, I said these people. Don't write me an email telling me that's derogatory. It's not. Covers every color, every form of thug. But these people will run into these stores, strip them clean, and the people are left with, it's just merchandise. They're just trying to feed their families. And like somebody said, which is true, it's not my. You don't go to Neiman Marcus and steal stuff to feed your family. If you just need clothes, if that's what you break into the boys' apartments, you have four boys that you need clothes for. I'm not saying that's right, but wouldn't that make more sense? Right? It would make more sense to me. And it never stops. It never stops because they're so sure they're right and the numbers don't mean anything. 10 more people, 13 people, I don't know how many it was, I just caught a few minutes ago, shot in Chicago, and the weekend hasn't technically even started yet. And she still blames, Lightfoot still blames states that allow guns. How easy it is for people to get... No, how easy it is for criminals to get guns, and they don't care because there's no punishment for it in your city. It's like a revolving door. They go in and they go out, and it's no big deal. They've said it themselves. Some of those guys have been out an hour and a half later after being caught doing a drive-by shooting, not killing anybody, but doing a drive-by, and getting caught with a gun. How is that even possible? Right? Again, just amazing to me. And it isn't going to stop anytime soon, as long as the left maintains control. You guys out there, the Democrats, that can't believe this is happening, it is happening, and it's happening on your watch. And I'm so tired of hearing how bad Republicans are, conservatives, when it comes to education. It is your, here in California, it is Democrats. It is the majority of Democrats masking your kids or keeping your kids away from each other. It's the majority of Democrats that have passed these laws or rules or edicts from the governor on why your kids can't practice together, can't be on the field together, can't get it. It's just crazy. Really is that simple. States have sovereignty too. States can step up and do what they want to do. To a degree, obviously, not stepping outside the Constitution. It's not what I'm talking about. And it's not what I'm talking about. And it takes, nothing. It's like lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit with these people to get anything done. And it shouldn't be like that. And you parents, you should be like the mama bears that you've been called out as being. No question about it. Don't give up. Be noisy. Be loud. U-Haul puts out these numbers every month. And so where their trucks are going. This is actually some states where it's almost impossible to take a truck to because they have to pay somebody to bring it back. Nobody's coming to California. Nobody is moving into California. And the numbers that you see that the governor's putting out, they're not real. Again, another lie by him. U-Haul reported in the last 6 months, their biggest vehicles leaving blue, because, Newsom said that the violence is rising in red states. So violence is rising only in the red states. I guess Chicago, what are they, red now? Right, Illinois, Chicago, red? Seattle, red? Is Washington State red? California, that must be red. No, okay. So they're leaving these places. Where are they going? It's not like they're running away from Chicago and coming to California. U-Haul reports 10, 12 of the places they're going to: Tennessee, Texas, Florida, Ohio, Arizona, Colorado, Missouri, Nevada, North Carolina, and on. All red states. Now, why would they run to red states? I'm just curious. We're going to deal with California water woes, too, because it'll come to a state near you if these people start to take over. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Be engaged, be involved, be part of. Talking about California a little bit this hour, a lot of it. Craziness is going on here. So will they come into your state? I mean, in the days of the Texas Rangers when they turned the mafia around, I think you should do the same thing. I'm sorry. I mean, really, you should. You know what you should do in some of these other states? When California's trying to move in, you should do like a social media search, just like they do it in the army. You know, I mean, in the military, search their social media sites. Look at every page, how they respond, what they do. If they are 180 degrees from what your state has been pushing for when it comes to conservatism and such, then don't let them in. Don't really. Just don't let them in. Otherwise, they're like locusts when they show up. Right? They devastate the resources. They just do so much damage, and then they move on. They go into areas that normally were doing well, were doing great, that they were safe, schools were good and such, and all of a sudden they come in and they change everything around. Not because they're sure it'll do better, it's because they so believe in the liberal ideology, it doesn't matter what it proves, how it plans out, what damage it actually does. It just has to be implemented. Instead of defunding the police, I think we should do a campaign defunding Congress. What do you think? I think it'd be a great idea. Until they get their act together. Yeah, and frankly, it wouldn't hurt, what is it, top 25%, because they're all millionaires anyway. They don't really care. As I said earlier, U-Haul puts out a report as to where these trucks are going. From California and some other places. But from California alone to, I guess, the 12 biggest places they went to. Or most popular. Tennessee, Texas, Florida, Ohio, Arizona, Colorado, Missouri, Nevada, North Carolina, and, there were others. All red states. So they're moving from blue to red. Newsom says that red states are more violent than blue states. So apparently us morons, people moving, yes, you morons have decided to move from this utopia here in California, of sun, fun, and safety, to these high crime states. What is wrong with you? There must be something wrong with your brain. But you've heard me say before about the trouble we have here in California. Part of the trouble is the fact that they never do with tax dollars. And I know you're going to say every state does it, but not like California does it. They put these taxes on you. They put these special taxes on you for fixing roads or fixing waterways or. And they never use it for that. Never. So it's a threat. And again, I've been joking with you guys about living here in North Venezuela. It might as well be. We have water shortages, internet shortages, electricity brownouts. You watch. Food chain next. Lockdowns after that. With the threat of these water shortages looming in California, the state's struggling to respond to the latest in a series of major drought issues that they're running into. Now, all this alarming, these alarming words and catchphrases that you're hearing from Newsom, who says if this is a crisis that California is more than equipped to handle. Actually, they're not. They haven't been for quite some time. And they might be from a money standpoint. But it got to the point now where things are so far behind, maintenance is so bad, things are so problematic, I don't know if they can catch up. He's left out the fact that Sacramento has ignored this, has known about it, talked about it, but they've ignored it. Any effort to fix any part of it, they've walked away from. They'll take the money, they just don't fix the issue. In 2019, Newsom responded to President Trump. Only Trump was trying to do stuff for the state. Really was. So Trump says, look, I will send you down as much water as you need. I can make that happen. Because your farmers need more water to grow the crops that we need. Newsom, in his infinite wisdom, because, he loves his people so much, he threatened Trump with a lawsuit. He said, look, you try to send water here and I'll sue you. Let that sink in for a minute. Right? They needed water to grow things. Newsom didn't want it. Too bad, deal with it. A year later, President Trump delivered on his campaign promise. He signed an executive order. He just sent them up to you. Not interested in what you say, Newsom. I'm going to send the water anyhow. You can let people know what you're going to do with it. So he put out an executive order to send more water, badly needed water, down into a holding area they call the Delta. And that would supposedly move back onto the farmers and others in the state. Well, let me tell you what. At first they took it, then Newsom decided, I'm not taking anything from that man anymore. And today the farmers in the Central Valley, they're dying under the drought. right? The water supply from the delta to those people frequently shut off because environmentalists start screaming and yelling. I talked about this other night about a fish that's in there that doesn't belong there. It's not native to the area, and it's used as bait to catch other fish. So we have to protect that one. But they don't acknowledge, you know, the environmental freaks don't acknowledge any of that. And then they redirect fresh water out to sea. And it's because they won't build a workaround. They refuse to do that. And there are workarounds. It will cost a lot of money, but if they spend too much money, then they can't put more money in their pockets. And the fresh water, it's critical for the farmers. You know that already. And the latest findings, not from 10 years ago, from 2 years ago, I think, from the Department of the Interior shows that the rules they have about these fish and about the water and about the damage that it would do, see if this sounds familiar to you. The governor has taken them, and they have no scientific basis. They don't help the fish at all. Sound familiar? No scientific basis. Still this, let's ignore the science, governor. He vowed to do everything in his power at the time to fight President Trump's Delta plan, preferring, I guess, to sue the administration. I mean, let's not let the water go to the farmers. If the EcoFreeze came to me and said, look, I could stop it, then Trump sent it. I couldn't do anything about it. No, he went right along, shut it down. Governor Newsom's refusal to bring this water, these water supplies, to the farmers who need it most, it makes no sense. He gets tax dollars from this. Puts people back to work. I don't know what's wrong. Well, I do know what's wrong with the man. I just can't say it. Joe Messina, your host, you're listening to The Joe Messina Show. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As cases of COVID-19 are rising once again among the unvaccinated, White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says those who haven't been vaccinated are at risk.
Being vaccinated is to protect your health, that of your family,
and that of the community.
The rise in cases is being blamed on the Delta variant and the leveling off of vaccinations. St. Louis and Austin, Texas are the latest cities to bring back mask mandates indoors and on public transportation beginning on Monday. Touring a vaccination clinic in Salinas, California that's hoping to vaccinate farm workers in the area, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
My dad was a farm worker, and I know what that work was like, and I know what they go through. They are essential workers.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your wife's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Well, at least some generals are starting to speak up about the military becoming too woke. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You listen to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. We're talking about California woes, and they got a lot of them. Really, it's terrible. I mean, it's terrible, terrible. Because he's running up and down the state, the governor is telling everybody how great he is, how wonderful, how great it is to live here in North Venezuela. Internet outages, power outages. Although I guess all the solar panels and the windmills that we bought are not enough and or aren't cutting it. Just amazing. And now they're pushing water shortages on us. Self-created water shortage. Not self as in the people. Self as in the legislators. And a part of this, where they could have had the biggest push of help they could get, came from Trump. And because Newsom couldn't stand him, and apparently the people in the state, he turned him down. That easy. Now, California's agriculture is about $54 billion in the economy every year. It is the biggest in the nation, you know, in those areas. And they've known they've been at risk for this for a long time. And it's all due to Gavin Newsom's refusal to bring reliable water supplies to farmers. You know, California farmers produce 70% of all the nation's commercially available fruits and nuts. Well, we knew that, right? Get that? Ba-da-boom-tsh. Fruits and nuts. Well, thanks to Newsom, though, that may not be the case much longer. We may not be able to do that. 30% of the entire California water supply that came straight from reservoirs can't do that anymore. The reservoirs can't maintain. They can't maintain water because they haven't been maintained in decades. California's done absolutely nothing to shore them up, make sure they're working right, make sure the cracks are fixed, and that kind of thing. Now, Democrats, they had pledged over since the 70s, they have pledged to fix these facilities if we just give more money to do it. because it was extremely, extremely important that we get these fixed. Sacramento passed a massive $7.5 billion water bond in 2013. They promised it would solve the drought problem because they would reshore, rebuild some of these dams, catch more water, and it would be fine. Right? When they passed that, they also said that we have other places we want to build dams, can't do it without the money. Yeah, we haven't seen that either. They haven't spent a single cent on any kind of water issues anywhere. Right? I mean, just wouldn't doesn't stop with these people. They can't make the taxes due, or they won't use the tax money for what they said they were going to use it for. They've got broken pipes, water spewing out in all kinds of places. They let it run out to the ocean because, you know, they haven't got enough money to fix it. They got more than enough money to fix it. They, last year alone, $228 billion with a B. Not an M, but a B for Bob, for Joey B. 228 billion gallons of water. And that's enough. If they caught that, captured that in any way, shape, manner, or form, that would be enough to supply water for a year to 13 million people. That's a big number. Situation is so bad that some of California reservoirs and dams, they're now in danger of collapsing. Now, I didn't know this, but they do need the pressure. They do need the water. They do need to have that pushback on them. That's how they maintain. That's how they strengthen, believe it or not, as to where they're sitting. Now, the situation is so bad that some of California's reservoirs and dams are now in danger of collapsing. Some have already done so. The Oroville Dam, we all saw it on TV in 2017. It was springing leaks everywhere. And it's not a problem just for farmers. It's a problem for the rank and file. It's not a problem just for farmers. The hydroelectric dams produce over 60% of California energy. Now, you look at that. The water levels are low enough where they won't push the dams through. They won't push the hydroelectric generators. Right, and the water levels, even though they're down 35%, so the officials can't even be forced to use hydroelectric power. As a matter of fact, they may have to close some of those plants down. And again, people lose jobs, but I guess they don't care. My understanding, I'm reading here, it's the first time in 60 years that any plant or power-producing hydroelectric plant has been shut down. I wonder what it's going to be like to reopen. If they reopen it. Because, you know, they don't want to do all this stuff that hurts the ecology. They don't mind dead bodies scattered everywhere for people from dehydration. That's all right. Because that'll just work its way back into the ground. Residents and farmers are now over-reliant on Oroville Lake. Now, it was originally built, you know, it supplies water to the little valley it's in. Now it's going to be supplying water to a larger, bigger group of people. Now, if you think about it, you know, Newsom and team, they have been pushing electric energy forever, have they not? Green energy, we've got tens of thousands of acres of solar farms. We've got thousands of windmills up and down the state that are supposed to be producing electricity. And yet, when the wind is too high, they shut the windmills off. So they're useless. You know, there's too many caveats to all of this. It's useless. It can't be accepted as a first line of defense for any green anything. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, if the farmers, God bless, if the farmers can't get water, right, they can't water the crops properly, how are they supposed to feed those people that depend on that produce coming in? How is any farmer going to grow enough to keep his family in food? Think about it. Now, Gavin's got a new piece out, or not Gavin, but there's a new piece been written on him. Search the interweb for it. He goes through how the Democrats' refusal to responsibility manage California's long-term water needs is a farce. He's trying to say that they've done everything they could. They have truly, people. They have done absolutely nothing since the 70s, and I mean nothing. And how they're going to blame it on somebody else is beyond. They'll do it. That's like a double dog dare you. They'll do it. I don't know. I look at this stuff and I'm going, okay. Until we change them all out, nothing is ever going to change. Nothing. I'll give you an idea. Somebody sent me a story during the break. I usually don't do these stories, and I'm really not going to do the whole story. Because I don't want to. It's actually pretty disgusting. And it was about what they have going on now. Now, summertime, right, in California? It's summertime. So what do they have? They have naked people on the beaches. And I don't mean people just laying there sunbathing, not bothering anybody. They have one guy sitting there pretty much pleasuring himself in front of kids on the beach. Police can't be everywhere all the time. I get it. Some of the bystanders started egging him on and trying to get him gone. Got another woman who decided to go ahead and sunbathe as well. I mean, you could just see this, seat after seat, place after place. And it was not what it was meant to be. There are places for nudity on the beach. There are areas you can go to be naked. This is not one of them. This particular area. Isn't that wonderful that California's gotten to that point, too? Our beaches are made, every length of it is for nudists. We don't care about the kids. There's no decorum. There's no just an understanding and appreciation for others. They want you to be appreciative of them, understand them, but they don't have to understand anybody else. It's just nuts. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I check. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, again, on the air. Just in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Right? Part of the solution, which is what it should be. You should be part of the solution at this point. Well, I told you the shootings earlier, whether it's in D.C. or Chicago. More and more police captains or you know, police officials, if you would, are stepping up. And part of it is they're saying, you know, it is about the court system. The police can only do their job so far. If they don't have the court system to back them up, it doesn't help. I mean, would you at least agree with that, people? It doesn't help at all. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always like to say. All right. Kind of back to California dams, California woes. And I know you didn't tune in, you know, some of you that are not from California, but I say the same thing. This is coming to your state, to your town, to your city. And don't say, oh, no, we ain't going to let it happen. Dr. B will start telling you what's going on in Texas right now in some of the smaller cities. It really does make me giggle and laugh. Because truly, conservative Republicans, they don't do this. They move to a city because it's safe, it's whatever, the schools are great. They just want to do their jobs, they want the schools to do their jobs, the government to do their jobs, and they leave you alone. Dems move to a place because it's a great place to live, it's a safe place to live. And then they have to decimate it. They have to change it. And usually the only reason they have to change it is because you can't have a Republican conservative sitting on a school board, sitting on a water board, sitting on the city council. You just can't have it. Although, you moved here because the city was great. You moved here because the schools were great. You moved here because the water was clean. I go through a whole list of stuff. And that sounds like a sickness to me. Doesn't it? When you think about how the reasons why you move somewhere and then all of a sudden you have this need to want to change it. As I said earlier, I think we should start. Anybody want to start a defund Congress movement with me? But as I said earlier, you all putting out its stats, would it be great now for the next year or two to watch what happens in these cities? I'd be curious, wouldn't you? I want to know, as the Californians and others from the heavy blue states that are failing miserably right now, in every way, when it comes to violence, when it comes to, you know, the economics, here in California, the mask mandate's back on again, which I find really interesting because I was just reading an article. I'll go back and get it afterward. We'll take care of it later on. But I was just reading an article about how the rates are up among the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated. How does that work? Right? The Delta variant in Los Angeles now makes up 20% of the COVID cases. And many of these cases don't require, that's the other thing too, they're not telling you. For a flu with a 98.9% survival rate, if you get symptoms. If you don't have symptoms, it's 100% survival rate. So think about it. What is it with these people? Why can't they just see the simpleness of what's going on? The simplicity. The raw numbers right in front of your face. And here you got in Los Angeles County, 10 million people live in Los Angeles County. I think that's the number. Yeah, because Los Angeles City straight. So about 10 million people, will say, live in Los Angeles County. And I'm trying to read 16 plus. Yeah, I know. I had the numbers written down, so get off my case. But you're looking at the cases of people getting the Delta variant who were already vaccinated, they're fully vaccinated. In March, these people, nobody got it. I mean, it was below 2%. In April, it jumped to 5%. In June, vaccinated people in Los Angeles County are getting the virus. How'd that work out? The rush to get it and all that stuff, how'd that work out? Right? And the Delta virus now, everybody who tests positive for corona, the corona, about 84% of them have the Delta version, the Delta virus version. So again, when you look at this, they rushed us to get a virus shot. Right? They rushed you to do what the CDC wanted you to do, masks and everything. So these people with the these people wore masks, they got the vaccines, and they're still getting the virus. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out who we're supposed to believe here. Totally lost. The head of the LA County version, Board of Health, said one reason for the increase is more people who are vaccinated, the more people will test positive. Come on, you said, these are her words, not mine. She said, the more people who are vaccinated, the more people will end up testing positive. I don't understand. What is she saying? And she said, they've been vaccinated, therefore they'll test positive for it anyway, no matter what. She says currently about 53% of LA County residents are vaccinated. The 62% indicated that the county's data dashboard doesn't include kids under 12 who cannot yet be vaccinated. Oh, not for long. You watch. The June 15 reopening may also have something to do with the spread among vaccinated people, he said. When there's more community transmission, in other words, by reopening everything back up again, it's causing it to skyrocket. Well, look, you could take the medical mindset on this, too. They don't let you out and about. There's no way for you to build herd immunity of any kind. You're not exposed to it. You don't even know if the vaccine is working by not being exposed to it. The head of the CDC, health council here in L.A., say that those numbers will go up, especially among vaccinated people. Until we get community transmission under control. In other words, until we get community transmission so everybody wears masks and stays in their house. Remember at one point in time, they want us to wear masks in our homes. You remember that? And I think they realized that we might do a lot of things, but that was really extremely stupid. Now, Los Angeles continues to see steep increases with 2,700 new cases up from day to day. All right, so they had 2,200 on one day, they had 2,500 on another, 2,700, 1,800. Right? But it's not doubled. It's not growing like crazy. Almost every case is asymptomatic. Out of, let's see. Oh, yeah. Out of over 7 million people tested, total cases reported were 1.2 million. The 7-day daily average was 12.9 cases per 100,000. Now, listen. Listen to this. 1.2 million people tested positive. 1.2 million. I'm driving it home for a reason. 645 have been hospitalized. All right? And 13 people died. Now, 24,000 total in the LA County area since this thing started. Right? Now, they claim that young people are driving it. So, if they're trying to put that spin on it, you know what that means. They want to shut down the schools again. Which I think is nuts. They're crazy. Because the more the schools are shut down, the more parents see what's going on in education. The less chance of these schools ever hitting 100% capacity again. Now, they say it's mostly between people between 18 and 29. I don't know. Again, these numbers for me, hard to read. If you have any experts out there, please feel free to Google it. See what you can do to help out. Anyway. Hey, you know, this was the left had a field day with this one today. I think I'll hold this to the next hour. But a very prominent person left the GOP today in protest. But that's not the way the left spun it. They spun it that a very important person left the GOP because they had had it. They made it sound like they no longer wanted to be with the Republican Party. And what in reality is they no longer wanted to be with the old guard. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. You are listening to the Joe Mancini Show on GCN Live. Listen, I appreciate your time with me. If you're moving on, your station doesn't carry the third hour, you can catch us online at thejoemancinishow.com. We'll be back.